Although the plan is to market this brand nationwide, there is a broader mission besides using the gear just in schools. Local youth will be part of running tribal sports. Students will sit on an advisory board especially for them and have a voice in business and community decisions. General Manager Lawrence Spotted Bird says tribal sports will help make kids better citizens.
So we want to nurture that positive exposure to life and take that into the future as young leaders become athletes, become leaders, become business people, and eventually as they grow older, become leaders of a tribe, become leaders in this community, become assembly people, become elected officials. Again, teach them that there's no limitations to what they can do themselves.
He says portions of Tribal Sports' proceeds will go towards helping local youth fund out-of-town travel for sports and extracurricular activities, which is a major goal for the company.
And we're not just about selling balls and making a profit. We're going to use those monies not to pay dividends to shareholders. We're going to use those monies to support our youth. For instance, here in Sitka, it's expensive to participate in sports or in any curricular activity. We want to raise money to help any youth that wants to participate do so and not worry about the financial burden.
The new logo features a hand with a pointed index finger in a traditional Northwest Coast form line design, and it was created by the Tlingit and Aleut artist Nicholas Galanin. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.